Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hello everybody. Here we are. You know what day this is, right? TGIF, sure. But it's also, oh yeah, Rebel Card Night.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
Okay. I think Jim was looking for a way to get that in here.
All right.
Excuse me, I had a little too much fresh air today.
That's because you did a European tour.
Yes, we did. We went to Europe today.
We did go to Europe. We toured
Europe. Talk about it a little later.
We will a little bit later.
Yeah. What else? Oh, well, remember everybody, especially if you're new, this is good information. We're only using ordinary playing cards for tonight's readings, okay? That's the way my grandmother taught this method to me, and I will not deviate. And besides, it's really the best type of method I've ever found. Of course, I'm only focused on this one, so that doesn't really say much, does it? I would also like to remind you that during your readings, I will use a full 24 card layout rather than just, you know, real quick rifling off of a couple, two, three, four cards. I prefer to use my, it's my typical spread or layout, I should say, and it's what I use with my clients who I meet with Saturday. Oh, that's right, it's Saturday now. But you're on the other side. We made it. They made it through Friday.
True that.
Well, good for you. And today I thought it was Saturday all day. Yeah. So anyway, with that, we'll turn this over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind you folks that if you are international out there in any platform you be watching and or listening, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs, like to Terry Sue who's in the UK.
Yeah.
Live international shout-out, Terry Sue, UK. All right. Louise has showed up, too, also in the UK. Louise in the UK. Welcome. Okay. Let's get down to business. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, you'll go into a queue and you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. The statement is true. I job checked it. It is working fine. You hear nothing, something went wrong, hang up, call back. Always a rule of thumb for, should never be silence in this show. There's music before we start, and then there's us when we start. So, show. Nothing but show. We're really good show. Facebookers, we'll see what we can do. We will, if we get gaps, times, we will turn to you folks.
Say hello to Jen. She's in Dubai, Jim. And she wants to know if she can write a question because it's really difficult for her to get out of Dubai on the messenger.
Well, we don't even know if we're going to take in the Facebook question yet tonight. That's if.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be toss-up. The call's going to take a priority, I'll tell you that. It's only fair.
Yeah, it's 3 a.m. Jen,
you have
send it to me in a messenger message.
Oh.
And if we have time, I will turn to it. All right?
Why can't she use Messenger again? Because if she can message you in Messenger, then she can audio you in Messenger also.
Well, for her, it's 3 a.m. and there may be an issue.
It's 1 a.m. for the UK folks.
Yeah, well, she's got a 5 a.m. call to get up.
So. You didn't even ask her, though.
Well, I don't feel I will. I'm just going to say.
So there's the moral of the story, folks. All I got to do is make up a line. You don't have to audio or video call, you know. Not saying Jen's lying, but I'm saying the rest of you folks, because a lot of people don't like to either. But when you do that type, slow comes to a snail's paw, and then people don't get in. That's the problem.
You know, so I want to take exception to this rule because an awful lot of people are like me. And, I'm out here. This has taken 7 years of me to develop the kind of confidence.
Shout out to Jeanette Canada.
That I have now. But I'll tell you, if I was going to call a show, I would not, because maybe it's a show run out of a country that I know they're going to think I have this horrible accent.
International shout out to Laura in Canada.
Okay, so I'm saying I think it won't hurt on occasional, like if we hardly get any calls, we're gonna do that. Because I don't want to hurt their feelings. Some of them don't want to call, but they are very...
I don't like paying taxes. I don't like paying my bills. It's a free reading.
Thank you, Jeanette. The thing is, he's got a blue ring light on, and it makes it kind of look like it's not matching, but it really does. And maybe I'm being ridiculous. Oh, yes. Oh, you were still in the middle of your...
I'm not going to talk about anything anymore. Right. This is the queen of rules. There are none whatsoever. Do whatever the fuck you guys want.
Don't talk like that.
Well, because I disagree with you.
It irritates me.
Well, it irritates me when people can't get in because we're doing this type. Well, what's that again? And they type, and then we have to wait. And then we say something back, and then we wait. It takes 10 times as long to do a reading that way.
You know what
it really
we sound
does.
Like? We sound like a bickering married couple.
Why can't you just follow the rules and never,
not.
Ever bend them? Then you don't have to
because
worry about it.
It never was my rule. I like for people to be able to just write in what they want to ask. All right? And I wanted to just now mention, Terry Sue, we have all of our police, even the FBI, everything is on, what do they call it, like a super... There was a word they used, I can't recall it, but they're keeping everything really stepped up in terms of security here just in case we start having those, you know, kinds of protests that can tend to get ugly, and we don't need it. And, you know, I don't understand, and this is my little soapbox moment, but I don't understand in this day and age why we are still stuck in the ruts of these age-old, prejudicial, ignorant opinions. You know, of course, there's always going to be extremist groups that are going to try and ruin it for everybody. And they, of course, need to be taken out.
It's on some piss-ass shitty land. If they want to blow the fuck out of each other, enjoy it. Have a good time. I say stand back and let them go.
Have you
Everybody
looked?
Everybody stand. Well, I don't care
have
if some babies are getting.
Have you looked at the calendar, the map? I mean, yeah, we're talking about this in relation to this.
You know, sometimes like in the old days in school, sometimes you let the two kids just duke it out. Don't get involved. Let them fight it out. Just let it go.
Well, when they start taking out civilians,
it's not who are we to say that they shouldn't do that? Who am I? Who am I sitting here in this country?
Right now, I think he's just trying to play the advocate.
No, I'm sick of it.
Because I can't believe there's a real heart-beating human being who wants to see a baby being paraded dead through the streets.
Yes, well, our carriers will stop babies from being paraded through the streets. I'm glad we're sending them there because, no, that'll never happen again, no.
I'm hoping just their presence
People that kill people don't give a shit. Like that. They don't care. They don't care. They're doing that on purpose.
Well, it's a world
If anything, they might do it more now. Oh, other countries are getting involved. Let's see if we can get some American babies.
I think it's terrible. They have to close the Jewish schools. You know, that Terry Sue was telling us. Thank you. Why can't people just get along with their lives instead of trying to control others?
I say that too. It's like two countries want to have war. We're going to back away. We're going to drink our American beer and some of our UK beer, which is good stuff, and the Belgian beer, some of the finest beer there is. And you Middle East, whatever fuckhole that is, you might as well blast a shot out of each other.
It is despicable.
Enjoy it. Why screw up our lives because you guys can't get along down there? I don't give a shit. I'm sick of it. Sick, 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 sick. It's going on ever since I was a kid. I remember being a kid. There was the 60s with the Six Days War, late 60s, and then there was the 70s thing. Man, they're always freaking doing shit down there. And look at the Bible. They've been doing that shit in the Bible.
Did you ever see that series about the Bible?
Well, I mean, just remember.
Oh, my God.
After the Exodus.
It's like
a
horror flick.
After the Exodus, they went on a rampage.
Yeah.
And they left none alive in those towns they attacked.
Wasn't it like in Jericho? They just denied.
None alive. That was the Jews that were doing it. None alive. Man, woman, child, or beast. Nothing.
Well, all we can do, the rest of us, is do our best to stay out of harm's way and care about these people.
You have to shout out to Rachel in the Australian land of the down under, other side of the globe. All right.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Well, we'll...
Real quick, here you go.
We'll revisit that. Yeah.
Is this... Can I do the rebel card? Is that going to be okay? And, oh, the sound of the rebel card is supposed to be the end of your reading, but I don't know anymore what the rules are. So there you go. And then I'll give you a single rebel card before we go. We don't play an angel because there are no angelic messages here. There's a good message in there, but it's buried with lots of non-angelic talk.
Well, a lot of it we need sometimes.
Yeah. Humans need that a lot.
Yeah.
People need that. Sometimes every single person sometimes need that. It's not literal, but the slap in the face, the wake-up call, whatever, however you want to phrase it. You need somebody to say, hey, stop being a baby. Put your pants up like a big boy. You know, stuff like that. Get on with your life. It's not that bad. Look around. Stuff like that.
Okay. Good enough.
All right. All right, Rachel. Welcome. God, we've got a big influx. So far, we have the Australian continent, and European continent. All right.
Yeah, speaking of Europe.
Yes.
We went to Europe today.
We did. We visited, let's see, we did not visit, well, we stopped on a train in Italy, but we never actually set foot on the ground. We actually never even, we just rode by Germany on the train.
Yes, we were on the Balmoral Castle train.
We had our feet on, let's see, England, Scotland, Ireland, and France. I think that's the only place we put our feet today. And the rest was a train.
I think so. Oh, my goodness. What a hike it was to get up there again. It's very, Busch Gardens is very hilly.
And there is the catch. Yeah. We went to Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, with the European flair. Yes.
Yeah, and it's very nice going out there. But, oh, my God, you better make a lot of money. Parking now, when you want to park close up to the park entrance.
Well, the closest one is $45.
$45.
For the best parking. And, you know, the only people that really need that are people that don't want to ride the tram. Basically, you can actually walk into the gate. Oh, Deb, you didn't make it for 90 minutes. 15, there we go.
But I did it traveling, so.
Now we don't know what's going to happen. This works sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, I think you'll be able to.
Oh, sometimes it doesn't.
Come on,
we'll see what happens.
And we'll get busy here.
Yes, we will. All right. Anyway, Busch Gardens Williamsburg has a lot of each different countries and teams and stuff like that. But the most impressive, as I fling a card, the most impressive I think that's there is in Germany. They have Das Festhaus, which is like a giant beer hall, and it literally is gigantic.
It is,
like
and
Germany.
They put on these like oompa
shows.
Yeah,
and it's air conditioned, and when it's like 100 degrees out, it's so cold in there. It feels so good, but I can't imagine their electric bill in July.
No.
But it's good refuge out of the sun when you've been there dying in the heat.
We did eat in French Canada, did we?
Yeah, it's like a French
Canadian
backcountry when they came here, the backcountry.
Fort.
Forts and all, like during the old days. Good smoked food. It was very good.
Mm.
All right, but should we do it?
Let's go do it.
Area code 703 in Virginia, 703. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. Who is on the phone?
It's Andrea.
My Debbie Ellis.
Hi, Andrea.
Right.
How are you?
Actually, honestly, today I feel like shit, but that's another story for another day. Yeah.
Are you sick?
I don't know. I had to do my endoscopy a couple weeks ago, and I'm waiting for the test results, and probably have to repeat my surgery that I had a couple years ago because it probably didn't work. So I just have constant burning in my throat, and today is just a really bad day.
Were you sedated for your endoscopy?
I'm sorry, did I what now?
Were you sedated?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I haven't had one yet.
I have that. That's dumb. You don't need that as a regular thing unless you got some issues.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a Bravo test where they can actually put a capsule down and they measure the acid level in your stomach. Anyway, the other news is, what's today? Today's Friday. So on Wednesday, I got this phone call from one of the interviews I had that offered me the position.
Oh, which one? Is it one you want?
Yes, but the pay is not really what I want. It's the T-Mobile job. It's in Herndon, or actually Reston, and they said, yeah, we want to offer you the position. Of course, I accepted. You know, I said, absolutely. And then I had to go finish an application today. I had to do the background check. So as long as I pass the background check, I guess the next couple of days, then I'll get the official offer letter.
Are you you're going to take it?
Of course.
Well, look at it this way, too. It's going to cut down on gas, right?
It's about the same distance, really. But
it is.
I won't be stressed. Yeah, it's in Herndon. I mean, it's in Reston Town Center. So it's about another half an hour. So about the same commute, really. But it is $3.50 less an hour.
Oh, okay.
And that's the only thing.
But
I don't know. I asked if there's wiggle room for a little more money. So do you think this is going to be a good position? I mean, I can still look while I take this job and if I want to, and I can, you know, maybe grow within the company, but I just can't stay where I'm at. I mean, it's just so toxic. I can't do it.
His mind is priceless.
Yeah. And as long as there's growth potential, even taking a little cut is worth it if the growth potential and you get out of the toxicity of the environment.
I can still keep looking. There's nothing stopping me from keeping looking either.
My philosophy is, hey, it's no big deal. I was looking for a job.
But I got an offer. It took me how long? 7 months, but I finally got one.
Wow.
Hey, that's all right. That's called patience and tenacity.
Also, lining up with what's there for you. And it doesn't always come immediately. You know, and just think, it's Friday the 13th. Not that we all care, but still, you know, that was a stroke of good luck maybe for you. They called you when? Yesterday?
Wednesday.
It was not Friday the 13th.
Yeah, because I came back from the bathroom, you know, with my phone, and boss was like, "Oh, you got a smile on your face with your phone. What, you know, what are you so happy about?" And I told her, I said, "I got a job offer, so I'm leaving."
Oh. And what did she
said, "Will you really stay? We really want you to stay, not because we're shorthanded, but we really like you, and you can reconsider staying." I'm like, "No." No.
And okay, what's highlighted here is the drop in pay, but the rest of it is all shining like gold. I think it's going to be really good for you. I see you making a very nice, good, you know, genuine female friend. That will be super nice for you to have someone that you could even do things with off the job. So, and I'm really happy for you. Yeah, I think, are you going to continue through the rest of the month for your 2 weeks?
Well, I can't really give my notice officially until I get this offer letter, which will take another couple of days for the background check. And I really like to stay until at least November 1st, only because of the health benefits. If I quit now, they only go to the end of the month. So if I can work till the 1st, I don't know when they would kick in. So if I could stay till at least November 1st, I mean, I'm okay with that.
So they're going to give you health benefits because of...
I assume so. I mean, I don't know anything about the benefits at all until I can really kind of get the offer letter. And then I have to... I just finished the background check today, so it will take 2 to 3 days for the background check to come back.
Well, I think that woman there... that the mean one, she's going to ride you like you're, I don't know what to call it. Like,
oh, yes, this morning. I came in early this morning. She goes, why are you here early? I said, because I left early, and so I came in. So I came in early today. She goes, well, who approved that? I said, Sherry did. She's, oh,
yeah.
Okay, just asking.
Okay, well, she's going to have a real sour face for you.
Uh-huh.
And try to make your last time there really miserable. Just remember, though.
Well, let me tell you, I could be just as bad, because when I make these new appointments, I could F them up severely in the next 2 weeks, and when I'm gone, you're going to have to clean up the mess, so don't mess with me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
True that, but go out with class.
Yes, I think so, too.
No, you could still mess with people on the way out. If somebody gets all snotty, who approved you coming in early? I'd be like, I did. Any other questions?
I approved.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I mean,
what?
I mean, like a big, smirk, like a big smile on her face. Like, why are you here early? I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, wow.
What's your problem there, slug? You know, I would,
yeah.
What if I have to deal with you? Like, come on, don't start fucking with me because I got nothing to lose now. There.
Yeah. Do you think they will offer me a little bit more extra money, like maybe just a couple dollars more or something?
Well, for the good, that's now you good on the dollar sign.
I would say
this is for the offer.
Go try for it, but accept what you're
I did ask.
Yeah,
so I could just
you
ask.
Do you think they will give me a couple dollars more or something, maybe something a little more?
I think if it's within their power, yes. They will.
And that is the good thing,
okay.
The way she said that, within
right.
their power. There are a lot of times, some companies, it's like they're too big for their own good, and sometimes the people, the organization that really wants their worker, they have to work with the HR jackwads that are part of the offer.
Yeah.
Sometimes
right,
HR,
right.
This is all we're going to give them, and the people that want them, say, I want to give them more, and they're like, well, tough shit, this is what we're offering them. So like
right,
said,
right.
With their power, I she's right about that.
But I have heard they're a very good organization to work for.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Even a good organization, sometimes they just, you have the HR.
Sure.
It's like the freaking KGB sometimes, and, you know, they're kind of independent on their own. Everybody's afraid of them. You know, you don't want anybody to throw your name to the HR. Oh, God, Lord, it is literally the KGB.
Well, they,
like
get drunk. They get drunk with
workers.
Power. You know.
Yeah, they're jackwads.
Yeah.
Oops.
All right. All right. Well, Jim's got a...
Yeehaw!
I do. I like it. This card's good for a lot of people. The subject, it's Rebel Card Friday, and the subject is rebel. And the
ooh.
And the message is, because fuck it. Just rebel. Just do it.
Yeah.
Do it for the sake of doing it. It's Friday, and you're getting ready. You're kind of rebelling. You're doing better for yourself. But some of those folks look at it as rebelling, probably. Would leave you. You know, you're not married to any of those bastards at the old job.
In a sense, I would think of it as winning a mini lottery. And if that were the truth, you'd be leaving anyway. You know, if you won the lottery. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, I had a call. You're the first person I called, but you know I got a job offer. So thanks
awesome.
For hanging in there with me.
Oh, that makes me feel
we
so
have,
good.
We have been with you in spirit on this journey of yours. And we are still with you.
I know.
And we always
I know.
Wish you, we wish all our callers their dreams
really
to come
do.
True, whether we
yeah.
agree. We're fine. But sometimes we kind of say, we don't know about your dreams. But if it's what you want, we wish it come through.
Yes.
Well, thank
remember.
You.
If
all right, thank you very much.
Yes, remember, everybody, if you have always dreamed of going to clown college or working in a circus, we say get out there and be the best doggone clown you can be. Yeah, and we'll cheer you on.
You know, there's been a lot of people that sometimes they go through all this trouble. They get degrees, they go to these schools, and they get these really high-tech jobs, and they're like, I don't like this shit. They're making good money.
I've had friends that have done that.
And they're like, you know what? I would rather just drive a truck. I enjoy the rope and road, even though it's not as much money. And I love it. And even though you can make 10 times as much doing the computer job you were trained for, you just don't like it. Sitting in a cubicle or doing this IT security or whatever you're doing, you're like, man, I'm in the office. I want to be on the road. You know, some people do that. And they dump it. And if that's your dream, then that's your dream.
You've got to follow your heart.
Nobody says you have to make a gazillion dollars. That's your call. No, if you got a bunch of kids, and you might want to think about that when you take your dream job if it doesn't help them eat food. But otherwise, you know, if you're just looking at yourself, if you want to freaking go work at a freaking a store and you just want to help people find things on the shelf and it makes you happy, so powerful. Who cares? You can hang your head high. Nobody's going to – some people will spit, oh, you work at Walmart. You suck. Well, if that's what you want to do, then you're doing what you want. Screw them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take the next caller.
Sherry Sue, that's amazing. Jim, she spent 6 years
what?
Working with animals in safari park.
A lot of people
with
do vets, that stuff.
Et cetera. Aw, that's great.
And you're not getting rich in that business.
No.
Nobody's getting rich in that helping animal business. That's
and I
pure
got
heart.
Hired by the newspaper. They said, have at it. It's your yeah. column, but you're not going to get rich here.
Right. And that's, you know yeah. what, and that's, look at teachers, you know, a single teacher on this planet working to teach them anything in the, what, the K through 12 here that's gonna, ever going to get rich, ever.
By God, they should be making more money than they are now.
Yeah, they should be.
They might be getting their asses shot off in a normal school
and,
day.
You know,
yeah.
and they got to go through all the rules, their hands are tied. In the old days, they used to be able to instill some discipline. They haven't, they can't do that anymore. So yeah, and they're teaching because they like to teach.
Yeah.
And some of them actually kind of don't like it, but they said, God, I went to college, I got all these bills. So you know, that's one of the risks you take if you go to college, get a degree, and I'm ready to go do this. And they said, all of a sudden, I don't like it. I got freaking $30,000 of student loans after I've already paid 15 off.
Or some people, Daryl, my late husband Daryl, his son he is my adopted son now. But when he went to college, he studied philosophy.
Yep.
You know, his heart was on fire for philosophy.
Oh, you know what? I could probably get into that. It's cool, but there's no jobs. No.
Somebody's got to die off in a museum or something like that.
Or are you planning on getting a PhD eventually and teaching other people in college to get that degree that won't make them any money?
So he went to it's called ECPI.
He got a techie degree.
Yeah, he did, and he's doing fabulous.
And he's continued on with certifications, too, through work.
Because, you know, they're always going to need security people.
Yeah,
he's an
IT security.
These little beasts that we like.
Yeah, that's one of those fields that is guaranteed to never die, IT security, because there's hackers out there.
Oh, Terry Sue. She worked with white lions and giraffes. She got chased by a rhino, so I had to get in the Jeep quick, I bet.
And even in the Jeep, that rhino could do damage to that Jeep like it's just a Tonka toy.
Yeah, you need to start a fire like in the Gods Must Be Crazy.
They went and stomped it out.
Was that a rhino?
Here we go, Deb.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I remember picking...
This in the car, right?
I did, and that, it was bouncing.
That's the problem. And what happens, and I'll watch this, like when you click this,
yeah.
If you start scrolling around, that'll change it. You need to click off after you click it.
And okay.
Yeah, I don't even know what I just did. Well, now we're really in a world of shit.
Terry Sue got bit on the bum by an ostrich.
It
just wanted the water as I was cleaning the water.
We may have to refire this up.
You're going to lose everybody.
If the show comes to an end, give us about 5 minutes and we'll bring it back, Block Talkers. It was a scheduling thing. I keep extending it, but it doesn't extend the full amount of time because we didn't catch the glitch before the show started. So
okay, well, go ahead.
I'm just going to tell you folks, even if it's in the middle of your reading, if the show ends, I have a Microsoft Word file with the list of the callers. You will not lose your place. It will take us 5 minutes to remake the show, re-rack it, and put it back on Block Talk. That's how it'll work. Facebookers, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, Facebookers. Terry Sue, I had a feeling those ostriches had an attitude.
Well,
you can tell looking at it.
It's a big no. What's the Australian
what?
Version is the emu, I believe, right? Same thing.
I don't know.
It's that emu lemu commercial. It's like a big bird, like an ostrich.
Are emus
family.
Bad? I mean, are they
I don't
mean?
Know. I think they can be. You know, a big bird with a big beak. You know, it can be pissed off if it wants. All right,
redo
we're going to try this. I'm not going to redo it. We're going to give it a shot until it dies. We're going to go to area code all ones, which is Skype, and we don't know who you are. Welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. Who are you, please?
Who are you?
Who's joining us?
Hi, Deborah Lee and Jimbo. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Well, hello.
Welcome,
there,
Wendy.
Yes, how are you?
Well, since you asked, on the 10th, I went to the hospital and I got a COVID shot and a flu shot at the same time. And I got so sick. Huge fever and a lot of pain.
Yep.
And I think I'm finally out of the woods.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's the body reacting. It kind of means that it shot's working when
that's
that happens.
That's what they're saying.
That's your body thinking that the real deal's in there and it's trying, oh, my God, here we go. So, yep, so that's, it's bad, but it's good. It means that it's probably working really good on you.
Because isn't the virus in there?
It's dead. It's dead. They're not going to stick a live virus in somebody. That would not be good. There are a couple out there, and I can't remember which types, old school ones where they'd stick live. I don't know if it's TB,
polio
or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe, but not the flu. All right, Wendy, you have the floor.
Well, I think I spoke to you both several weeks ago about a telephone company that starts with a V and there's a Z in the middle of that name. And
yeah,
I decided that I wanted to switch to them, but I never did. I ordered a phone. It was defective. So it was back to this VZ phone company. I was very prompt within about 30 hours. And I have the tracking number. They received it. I called this VZ company probably at least 20 times. Several reps documented that they had received it, but still no refund for $226.77. So I finally did a chargeback with Bank of America, and they're very supportive. I have a perfect record with them. I prevailed in the chargeback. They sent me a letter stating my temporary credit of 226 is now permanent, and I prevailed. And then yesterday, I got a very disturbing letter from the VZ company emailed. And they basically say an interesting choice of words. They say, although your account has been terminated, well, guess what? I ended the whole thing, not them. So that puts a slant on it that I don't like. And then they say, you owe us $226.77 or else we will report you to the collection companies and the three credit bureaus. So I called Bank of America, and they said they didn't think that legally they could do a collection because nobody forced them to pay back the money to me. They did that of their own volition, and please so. So I feel compromised because it's like they're holding a gun to my head and they're saying, pay this or we're going to wreck your financial life.
You know what? A lot of those letters are, what do you call them, Jim? Computer generated.
Yeah, computer generated.
Somebody
empty
clicked
threats.
A button. And you know what I do? I would go to the Better Business Bureau website where they let people put their claims posted publicly, and then the BBB contacts the company to get straightened out for you. But that's what I would do.
But anyway,
Well,
you have to see if you see resolution in the cards.
And I have access to a legal attorney referral service where I get free 20 minutes. And I had an attorney, a different attorney by the name of Kevin. It's a different Kevin. I called him, and hopefully he'll call me back. And there was another attorney. His first name is Ali. So I hope that on Monday, one of these attorneys will help me confirm that it would be illegal for them to put a collection agency on me, and that that I get this whole mess resolved forever. And I am even worried more because although I sent back everything to that VZ company, why in the world wouldn't they have charged me for the phone if I hadn't sent it back? So they are so screwed up that They even sent me an email in June saying, congratulations, we got your iPhone. You get your $1,000 credit towards a new phone. And I talked to them and I said, I never sent you my iPhone. They are so screwed up. At one time they were billing me. And
yeah.
I said, how can you bill me? My phone number was never ported over and my phone was never connected. So they are really screwed up.
Oh, sure.
Well, and also you can forward to them the letter you got from the VZ phone company for them to see that
it's already got settled.
Yeah. So it's going to be fine. Your cards are showing. It'll get all worked out. It's really just a paperwork shuffle for you. And Jim is going to find you a very good Rebel card.
I am indeed. It is Rebel Card Friday. It says, let's see. I got two here. I think this one's kind of funny. I think it's cute. It's more cute than anything. It says, you are being shady. Watch out. Things could get ugly.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It's Rebel Card Friday. We don't know. But remember, folks, call in. So much, Wendy. I'm just going to put her on.
It's going to get straightened out for
you.
Resolution.
How quickly will it be straightened out? Will it be straightened out on Monday? Or and will they leave me alone permanently after this?
No, it could take a few days. But they're going to get to the bottom of it, and it's going to be okay.
It's going to put you on mute, but we're not hanging up on you, Wendy. We just got to keep moving on, and we're worried about the show ending randomly. I would bet... Everything I would buy houses and mortgage them. I would bet everything known to mankind that it's not going to get straightened out on Monday. Today's Friday.
No, right.
No.
But
you could win 10 Powerballs better than you could get that straightened out by Monday.
Sometimes they say 7 to 10 business days.
Well, they're not motivated. They're not in a rush. So you got to remember,
you know what?
They're not in a rush.
Right now, they've got this big sale going on with Verizon and T-Mobile. They're kind of buying for the most sales. And it's a thing with the iPhone where you get an iPhone.
Yeah, whatever. It depends on where you
turn yours in or something. I don't do iPhone.
I don't think
so.
But iPhone never gives you anything free. Ever. Because they're $4 billion. All right. They are. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's great. You know what? If it's the greatest thing ever and that thing gives you orgasms or whatever, that's great. But look at the price you pay for that damn thing. And it's a phone. It's not a car that you drive and you can put passengers in, right? It's a phone. Does it need to be the best? Well, it's got a freaking 400 trillion pixel camera. Well, so what? Your mom's got cameras in her butt. It's a freaking phone.
Yeah.
Why should you spend so much damn money on a freaking phone that you could drop in the toilet? Well, I got insurance on it. Well, okay, that's great. Now you're spending more money on that freaking big expensive turd. It's a phone.
He's in a mood tonight.
It's a phone. If you're Inspector Gadget, I must have the best of the best. I have my iWatch. I have my iPhone. I have my cock ring. I mean, I have everything because I love it so much. Jesus, God.
Before Terry Sue, she's leaving us. She's got to go to bed. Terry Sue, I read what you wrote earlier. That now that you quit smoking, you are having trouble staying out of the cabinets, you said. And you're starting to eat. No. What you can do is go keto.
Huh.
You know, instead of, don't look at those carbs. They're bad for you.
Yeah, but you got to watch keto. Keto can still get you fat.
She's gaining some weight.
And keto can get you fat, but you still got to be responsible, some kind of responsible. People think, all right, instead of bread, I'll just sit down with a big brick of cheese and eat it. Well, you know what?
That's not going to work.
There are carbs in cheese.
It's
not as much as bread, but they add up.
Get crazy about carrot and celery sticks. And my doctor said pickles that don't have a lot of salt in them. That's Joyner. She said that.
Yeah, you got to watch. Yeah, you're right. Pickles are good, but some people can't eat 15 pickles in a row.
No, you've got to keep it in.
Some people can.
Dried.
There are some people that love them so much they could sit down and murder a jar.
Well, that's the thing. If they were spicy, I could do it.
Yeah, some people can do that. They can sit down and murder a jar. All
right. Yeah, I know. It makes you, when you're not smoking, and I feel this way, when I go, you know, a long period without drinking, everything, Doritos and pasta and all the stuff. Really, it calls to me, Debbie, come and get us. All right. Yeah, Rachel's right. Fresh is best.
Color three.
All right.
That would be 520. Holy
stuff. Oh, hey, you guys.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Hello. Well, the infamous party begins.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Tonight.
Okay. Do you remember these things better than I do? Yep.
Yep.
Anyway.
He called me.
Yeah.
He asked me about how he should store the stuff he went and got to.
The what?
Stuff. I guess. Yeah,
and
okay.
I pretty much was trying to hide, you know, that fuck you, I don't really care how you stick it up your ass, take it that way. I hit it. I smiled and said, yeah, you did just fine. Just take it like that. What he was telling, how he was telling me I was going to take it.
Did he want you to make it look pretty?
He was asking me if about refrigeration and ice chests and telling me what he took. See, we went to this party before, but we went together, and now we're going separately. But I'm with my grandson, and he and I were talking this morning in the backyard. You know, we're having fun and talking, and I don't know, Deb. I don't know. What are the cards saying? I don't know.
Is it getting to be too pleasant?
Pleasant?
You know, are things going along so well?
She wanted him to store things in his ass. That doesn't sound very pleasant.
No,
but then why? I don't get it.
Well, I don't know. It's my fault, my thing. You know, I just remember when we went to the party before a month ago together, and you know, he went and bought the stuff, the same stuff he's taking tonight, and he asked me to pitch in money, and I did, and we went, I don't know if it was a couple, I have no idea. Now I'm making my own stuff and taking it. It's okay, it's all right, you know, I've got my grandson.
Why is this a loaded situation? Like for an argument, I'm missing the point here.
When I'm talking to him, I try to be very pleasant and joke, and not and just keep it light. And you know, I'm busy with my grandson, so I'm not here for many hours during the day. And so he just called and he asked me how to take that stuff, and I'm kind of a sentimental person, I guess. You know, I just remember when we went together last time, and you know, it was a month ago. And
they're not going together.
They're going to the same party, but not
separate
together.
Separate cars, because
they're going. They're showing up separately because the grandson.
Well, the
there,
grandson,
you know,
what's you gonna? Because you have to leave early.
I have to be at my grandson's beck and call. You know, this is not. I can't. I'm not flying solo at the party. You know, I have my grandson with me.
Have you ever used a babysitter?
Yeah.
Not for this. No. And I don't really have.
I sure have one.
This is not. You know, I don't drink, and a lot of people there don't drink. We just get together.
You don't have to get snot slinging drunk to get a babysitter, but if this is a different thing, it is what it is.
Well, here
it's okay.
Here's the subtle undertone.
Subtle.
And I don't even know if the neighbor is quick on the uptake here.
Doesn't sound like it.
Probably not.
I, before she gets started, I think that if you actually planned on telling him to store the food in his ass, I want you to tape that conversation because that could be the funniest thing ever known to mankind. I could just die laughing. Hey, where should I store this? Well, you can store it in your ass for all I care. I'd be like, I got to hear that. That could be funny as shit. Send it back to you. I wanted to do it before you spoke.
All right. Well, what I was going to say is that subtle undertone that I'm picking up on that I would have felt is him thinking, gee, I kind of get kicked to the curb when this child shows up. where that's what I was saying, that maybe the three of you could have gone together and he could have just...
He asked, but then I said, I have to take him by myself. And not only that, I don't know. Maybe it's being a woman, like Jimbo sometimes says, you know, I want someone to read my mind and cater to me.
You roll in there with a guy, and then you guys bring in a show, and every single person there is going to think, well, there's a couple for sure. They're all damn well all but married. When they see
but
that.
He wanted to go as a threesome.
But are they painting an illusional picture that people are going to start talking about? Oh, look at them. Look at the kid.
No,
I think they know this kid visits. But the thing is, couldn't
they? Well, I know about it. I know they know it's not his kid, but that's
inside,
like a unity family
it's
thing.
It's a party inside or outside. Inside?
It's more outdoors. More outdoors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, like when you go on a picnic, you take a blanket with you, and the little guy, when it got to be toward the, you know, him sleepy time, he could have laid down.
This kid's not that old, that young.
He's like, isn't he like 8 years
old? You know,
old now?
I think what I'm asking the cards is really what's going on between me and the neighbor.
Oh, you mean the same thing you ask every time you call in, right?
No.
The exact same question, just throwing different
words
around. Let's play the word game.
I think.
What do you think?
A psychic. I think Jimbo's psychic. That's what I think.
I'm not really psychic.
I'm teasing.
I know that. I'm not psychic. It's like I notice things. But,
I think Jimbo is a cynical boob.
That's right. I forgot. I when we start the show, I'm not sitting on my little unicorn.
But what about when you go home with your little guy? What if you leaned into him and say, hey, why don't you drop by when you get home?
Oh, Deb, I wish I were you.
Why doesn't he try to be a man and kind of say, hey, maybe I can stop by?
Well, because if she invites him, they can sit outside and, you know, talk.
I didn't know he was a vampire and he has to be invited in.
Well, see, Jim, you've been never mind. But all in all, I'm just saying that you should watch that movie Roxanne with Steve Martin and what's her name?
What is that remake? Is that a Shakespeare play?
It's about Cyrano de Bergerac.
Is that Shakespeare?
It was.
I don't know.
It was a big play.
I just don't remember who wrote it. I never took any classes in that stuff.
No, but it was where a guy was telling him what to say.
Right.
All Lisa needs is an earwig or a thing in her ear where I could just say, now's when you bend over.
And what was the moral of that story?
He ended up just being himself, I think, and got the girl.
Ended up? No.
What?
She ended up falling in love with the guy that was feeding the ear. So that's not going to work out for Lisa if you do that.
No, but I wouldn't take him away from you. No, I would not. I wouldn't take him from you.
And you shouldn't. Nobody should feed you lines anyway. Maybe when they first are feeding somebody, yes.
But if you invite him back, then you can see how motivated he is to come see you.
Yeah. Well, they're neighbors.
Yeah.
How motivated you got to be to open up your door and walk 10 feet?
I think this relationship is heading in a very good direction. And that's why I'm
saying
that's relative,
know,
though.
Use body language if you go to speak to him. It's like this. Okay, you can't see us, but I'll walk you through.
Uh-oh.
It's as if, say, I'm at a party and I go up to Jim and I say, hey, would you like another drink? Or how about if I walk up to Jim and I go, hey, Jim, would you like another drink?
I'd be like, that'd be great. Can I get a blowjob on the side?
All I did was put my hand on his shoulder. It's good body language.
Oh, yeah, when a woman touches me, it's like, well, now chicken brown cow. Right?
You know, what I do, you know, I would do that if he were mine. If he were my guy, I would do that. But I want him. I ignore him at the parties. He comes over to me. He always comes over to me wherever I'm at. He always ends up with me. Always. tonight, but might be the exception. Who knows?
It's the card.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that I think this relationship sometimes gets back on the right track. Right now, if I was looking at this for myself, I'd be thinking, oh, there's hope here. This is going to turn back into the direction very soon that I want it to. Okay.
But is it going to get to the final destination?
Well, what's happening right now is he thinks that Lisa waffles. She goes from being after him to just being a friend. And like I said, I think he's clueless in a little bit of a way. Where stuff goes over his head.
There are many clueless folks out there.
You know, I just don't know. I don't know what else I can do short of clobbering him. I mean, Jimbo's even said I've thrown the snatch up to his face.
For me, you know what? All right. If this was my show, all my show, no freaking cards, I'd be like, you know what? He's a dead person. After all the stuff you've done, that person is dead inside. There is nothing there. It is empty. Maybe it's a zombie that, you know, we all think of zombies like the shows. That could be a zombie. Maybe that's a real zombie. There is nothing inside going on. Nothing.
Where?
Inside that dude.
Oh, you don't know.
I just said if it was my show, right here. You missed. Play on the computer and you missed my disclaimer.
I was commenting.
I said if it was my show with no cards, because I don't know shit, I can't look inside. If it was my show, just based on these facts, I say after many months ago when she was doing all this sexual stuff and he didn't respond, I'd be like, that person is dead inside. That is a train that when that destination gets to where it's going, it's going to be a dead end. It's going to be the tracks are going to end. There's going to be nothing there.
Maybe nothing. Maybe he's had a private conversation with his penis and he said to the penis, can you give me a promise that you will perform for this hot lady? Because I'm scared
they're gonna
leave me
Google
at the starting gate.
It's funny she mentioned that. Google, there's a country singer type guy named Rodney. Just put Rodney, Google this everybody, it's funny as shit. Rodney Deer Penis. It is the funniest freaking country joke song ever.
What did he say to it?
I don't wanna give it away. It is hilarious. You just thought about having a conversation. Rodney, just like it sounds, Deer Penis, and put comedy maybe, just so you don't get. You might go to some porn website. Put comedy. He's the one that does Show Them to Me. Remember the booby song Show Them to Me? It's the same guy, that country guy. But he did the song where he wrote a letter to his penis, and then he said this, and then later on during the song, his penis wrote him a letter back.
Oh my god!
It is hilarious as shit. Rodney, comedy, Deer Penis. You got to look it up. All right, here is her.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it, Lisa.
Are you the don't like it police?
No.
Here is your rebel card. Deb saw me legitimately
Thank
shuffle.
You. Thank
I did
you.
Not rig the deck. I did not rig the deck. The subject of your rebel card reading is, subject is time to let go. Move the fuck on. And Deb saw me. I didn't rig this deck. People here were watching me shuffle and do all that stuff.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Well, it is, but in my clientele, when I work with my people, I never tell them when it's over. I let them tell me when it's over.
Right, and this is a rebel card deck.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I wouldn't pay money for somebody to give me rebel card readings, so obviously they are what they are. You got to take them with a grain of salt. You know what the value they are, all the other happy orchard, right?
Hey, well, I was going to say,
yeah.
You know that lady that called in, she said she got double whammy shots. I did too. And I got sick with the flu, I think. Very lightly. Not me.
Yeah. We got to pick a day to do it.
Some years I get sick. Some years I don't.
Yeah, and you know, it's your body. They
sometimes
say it.
I feel like an ass.
Sometimes I don't. You know, I'm actually, I'm going to put you on mute, Lisa, but we're not hanging up. Actually.
Yeah, what?
I remember, it was Almond Joy and Mounds, right?
Yeah.
I remember getting some of those in, like, trick-or-treat bags as a kid, and they're both very good.
I like
I don't even have a sweet tooth.
What's the one that doesn't have the...
Almond Joy has almonds, so obviously mounds don't.
Don't mounds have a peanut?
I don't know the song. It was like in the 70s and stuff. Anyway, they were actually both very good. That was like the only time that I went on a sweet tooth binge. Otherwise, I didn't give a shit except for Halloween. You weren't either, right? Mm-mm. You didn't give two shits about the cake.
No, I gave my candy away.
I gave a lot of it away, too. A lot of times I would trade like the sweet stuff. I like the sweet tarts, the tart stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
With my sons when they were young.
Pixie sticks.
I used to sit there with $3 $20 bills and I'd say, who's selling their, and they were young. Who's selling their trick-or-treat bag this year? Each will get $20.
Yeah, and then you take it and just bring it to work and then.
And Daryl would take it to work.
I would take some to work and then be, I work with hundreds of people, so that doesn't take long for that to go away. Once word gets out, hey, free candy.
They went for the money, and I was glad.
Yeah, because that will save their teeth.
Yeah, none of them ended up having cavities.
International shout out to Suzanne. I don't know if I gave her one.
She's been here a long time.
And if I didn't, I feel shame for waiting so long. I feel shame.
Do we have time for?
We have time. I already extended it.
Okay.
We have, let's see, did I set it up? I did set it up. We're going to New York, area code 518. Let's do it, 518, you're the next caller.
Hello.
Hey, hi, how are you guys?
Very good, and you are?
My name is Val.
Val?
Yes, yes.
Oh, hi, Val.
Val, like Valerie.
Hi.
Are you new?
Yes.
She's new. Yeah.
Well, I spoke to you guys fairly recent.
Okay. Yeah, the voice sounds really familiar.
It does.
I'm only good with voices. I suck with names. But go ahead. I'm sorry. It's your call. What would you like to know and discuss?
Okay, what I'd like to discuss is there was a job I had asked you guys about, and I was very descriptive about, because I had been applying for a lot of jobs, so I was very specific on what the job was, and I was told, yes, you get it, and I reached out to them. Now, the interview, it was so good that if they could have hired me immediately on the phone, I know that they would have. And they had even said, if you don't hear from us, call us back within a week and a half. They were hiring for several of the same type of positions, so they knew, they had a lot of people to interview for, but you don't usually get asked to call them back. So I reached out a couple times. And I received an email that I was not selected. You guys said I would get it.
That was wrong of them to jerk you around, I think, like that.
I can't touch this one.
Yeah.
I can't touch this.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
I can't do anything.
So
all we can do is tell them to call back in 5 minutes. No, we have 90 seconds.
Go ahead, Jim.
Hello? Okay, thank you. I can't finish my call?
Yeah, you're going to have to call.
You're going to have to call back. I already have a list. There was a screw-up. We have to shut the show down. You heard the 60-second mark. We'll re-rack
it. Oh, I thought you said you managed to extend it.
But it didn't extend it what we wanted to. But just, don't worry. We're going to re-rack the show. You can go back and blog talk. You're not going to have to get back. I have a list of the queue. I already know the order. Let me shut it down. Give us 5 minutes and then look for us back on blog talk. And I already have a list of all the callers. You're not going to lose your place in line.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Okay.
We apologize. We apologize.
Good old technology.
Yeah, but we work around. So.
Yeah,
all right.
Amy, you are very young to have had a heart attack.
Shutting her down.
And